The goal of the Karner Blue Butterfly model is to protect habitat and foster economic development. That's according to researcher Ted Siklai. He says the butterflies are native to central and northwestern Wisconsin. Since they're on the federal endangered species list, owners must do expensive surveys before they can develop land to see if the Karner Blues are living there. Siklai says the new map will give landowners, like paper companies or utilities, a better idea of where the butterflies really are.
With this model, if we can give them some idea of where they're more likely to find them, they can then go in and survey those areas and identify the locations where they actually do find the butterfly, rather than having to survey, say, an entire 30-mile stretch of corridor.
Siklai won't be going out into the woods with a net. Instead, he's analyzing and compiling data from previous surveys. He's also looking for things like wild lupine, the only food the Karner Blues larvae feed on.
So we look at certain things such as land cover, forest type, soil type, and things like that, where the butterflies exist, and compare that to where we haven't seen them to develop this predictive model that will say, well, in this area, given these kinds of natural characteristics, are we likely to find the butterfly or not?
The predictive model is similar to one done on the state's wolf population a few years ago. It's being paid for through a $33,000 grant from the UW-Madison's Technology Transfer Program. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.